Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Lenim Misaktus Hashanah Nachchaf Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, Levi Iklan Lebavel B'chadesi B'tishrei. Levi came into Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei. Om Abbasin Tashilu D'Bavloi B'yamiram D'Marava. It smells so good, the Tamshul of Bavel on Yom Kippur of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi and Taisus learn that in Bavel they thought it was the 11th day of Tishrei, but Levi was telling them really it's the 10th day of Tishrei because they were Ma'amir El. It says in Bavel they assumed it was Chaser, because that's the rave. Anyway, it says of Elech Lematza El Mu'amir. But really, they were Ma'amir it. So Amalei Asit, they told them, go and be Se'edus. Amalei Leshimatri Bezim Mekudish. I didn't have Bezim Mekudish, and Rashi and Taisus learn because he didn't wait for the next day. He knows they weren't Mekadosh on Yom Lamed, and Yom Lamed Aleph, he didn't hear them say Mekadosh. So Taiz asks Akasham, what's the pshat? He knows it's Yom Kippur, so he didn't hear them say Mekadosh. Is it then? The Shliach has to hear them say Mekadosh, but he knows it's Yom Kippur. How could he let them eat? How's the Shliach? He shouldn't tell them. So Taiz says, because it says in the Mishnah, Perek Sheni, Shetikru Oysa Mekrei Kodesh, whatever Bezin decides, that's when it's Yom Tov, whether it's the right time or the wrong time. That even if they accidentally say the wrong thing, or deliberately say the wrong thing, or they make a mistake, that's when the Yom Tov is. As I state in the Rashba and the Ritva, and the Ritva says, just like we could be Seimach on the Cheshbon of Hill, which was Kaveh for us today, so to the Nebavah could be Seimach on their Cheshbon. And the Rashba Dvar says, so what if Levi heard him say Mekudosh? So there, since the Nebavah agree after the Bezish Le'etz Yisrael, so Mel ain't to Usa my Medes, and the Mechuyiv to be Mesana B'yem Mesirish of Le'etz Yisrael. So having Gemaldik Echidish and Taisis and the Rashba Dvar, which the Chayr is clear from this Gemara, at least the Shtarka Mashmai is from this Gemara, that the Nebavah themselves have a different Yom Kippur than Eretz Yisrael, and it works because of Atem Afilu Mezidim Atem Afilu Mutar. Now the Turi Evan is Gevaldiga Matmi on the Rishayim, he argues on the Rishayim, he says that could work, that everybody has their own Yom Tov, and the same day some eat in Amuchiv to fast and they get Kairos if they don't eat, if they eat, and Chametz of Pesach, and the other ones are Chayil, And the other Yom Tov, what's that way? Come to this Yisrael and ask him, Agudis, and you have Teres Kalecha Vecha B'yadi, he says, Chas V'shalom Leim Mekain. That it says, Tikru Be'im Mizmanim, and Mishleim Mizmanim, Ein Lech Men Desel Eilu, is Fakert. That the whole Klai Yisrael is Mechuyiv to keep the Mayah that the Bezdom is Kaveya, even that Kaveya B'tayis. But if one Medina or city made a Kviyas for themselves, not like the Kviyas of the Bezdom in Eretz Yisrael, Abad Adas Agarnish, as I tell you, the Turi Evan Kedarkai, so we have in the Shagas Ayeh, he's great, he argues on Rishenim, could argue on Rishenim, but he says very clearly, he brings a lot of Raya Soso, and then he asks that Atem means when you have a Bezdin. You need Smuchim. There was no Smuchim in Bavel. You didn't have a Bezdin. You had a Bezdin that said that the Makabal Eden, and then decided that's the Chodesh, that's Smuchim. But Bavel didn't have Smuchim. And also, when were they conveyed? What made the Kviyas? What shaft the kviyas? Are you going to say what shaft the kviyas is? The fact that they made Yom Kippur, tied it to Ein Kiddush L'Mafreya. So we didn't have a kviyas till now. The kviyas has to be made at the day of Rosh Chodesh. That day, no one sat down and made a kviyas. And also, what's the pshat when the shluchim come afterwards? You won't listen to them. When the shluchim come, you do listen to them. Let's say the shluchim come before sukkahs. So now you do sukkahs, I'll be the shluchim. The Gemara is mavur that when it's matu shluchim nisul matu shluchim tishrei, then you have to treyayim and gazinim nisul matu tishrei. But let's say the shluchim tishrei come before sukkahs. So sukkahs you do baser the shluchim. Ah, you already did Yom Kippur. So already should have been chal and atem afilu mutam. It should be ready to be a chal kviyas of Yom Kippur. And you see not that way. I mean, you see by Levi also, if you'd have heard from the bezin that said mekudesh, they would have attacked on Yom Kippur again. He told them Asid, and he said Leshmati Bezim Mekudesh. You see, by the next Gemara of Nachman, that he fasted Yom Kippur, and then the person came and was master, and he had to fast again. Why don't you say Atem? As I tain that the Turi have a very stark tainus on the Rishonim. The Ramai says that, that's what the Rishonim say. On the Ikka Kasha, where is the Atem? I think it's a Machalikis Rishonim. See, the Svasemis says like this. Svasemis is a Chiddush. And I think the Ritva is mashm like the Svasemis. But the Rajma, I think, holds not like the Svasemis. The Svasemis says that the Pshan and the Rishonim is that there was a Kfiyas Bezdin, Al Kabanim Fiyam Kippur, that where the shluchim can come, that they should do yantav asmach harayif, that it's chaser. Even though them being ma'abr el, but there's a kviyas bezdin that the people that don't get the shluchim should do yantav asmach harayif, and they could be masak in that. So das alein, if a tzibur makes a mistake and thinks the wrong day is yantav, you don't have an atem. But if a kert, this is God takanas chachamim, that's what the Ritva throws in the din of Hillel. Now it's still a big chiddush, because as you could say, the Bezdin can convey for the whole Klal Yisrael. The Bezdin of Klal Yisrael can convey for the whole Klal Yisrael when it is, even not up the Eidim like we spoke about, even up the Cheshmin. And there's a din of Vavatim, and Vashatukru Oysam, Mikrei Kodesh Atem. But that the Bezdin could say that it's Yisrael should have one day, and Chutzar should have a different day, because it's not possible, the Chutzar won't know. That's a big chiddush. Abadash Dayton the Rishonim, but that's how the Svasemis learns. So a lot of the Rayas, the Turi Evan brings a Mirshiv that way. Because a lot of Rayas were cases where you didn't have a Kviyas Bezdin. Here there's a Din Bezdin. There's a Din Bezdin that when the Shluchim don't reach them before Yom Kippur, they should count Yom Kippur as a Chasir. One day Yom Kippur. But the Svasemis says that you can't say because they made it Yom Kippur. Because what's the Atem? Who made it Yom Kippur? There's no Bezdin. You need a Bezdin. So that's why, according to Svasemis, there is a Bezdin of Kol Yisrael that it's doing it. And there is a Kviyas that's being done. What's the Kviyas? The Kviyas is that they decided when they sent Shluchim that Yom Kippur people can't fast for 2 days. So we're going to make the first day Yom Kippur B'Tayriz Vaday. Unless the Shluchim come. The Shluchim come, then they'll be Nigra Bas Eretz Yisrael. But if the Shluchim don't come, they do the first day B'Tayriz Vaday. That's the Din of Atem. But I think it's a machlokes Rashi and Ritva. The Rashi says, "Kaven the kvar kitchu nevavol yem lamed va'olav samchu v'sanu b'yem esiri shalahem ein lam lagzul v'sanis b'yem acher." Kaven shengen eich shomer shiskadish shom yem lamed valv. So the Rashi says, since they already fasted, so meila you don't have an eid of shom mikudish, you don't have to fast again. It sounds clear from the Rashi, but they didn't fast; they would have to listen to Levi, even though he didn't hear from the bezdin mikudish. But the Ritva. Now, let's say it was the other way. Let's say for some reason they would think it's Mu'ubir, and someone would come and know that it's Chasr, but he didn't hear from the Bezim Mekudesh. They would have to listen to him. Because it wasn't Chal the Atem if they didn't fast. The Dvar brings this from the Yeshua Farshim. He says, Ein Nachem Ein, even if they weren't Mesana. They don't have to Mevatel them Minyan and be Mesana on the 11th day of the Minyan, Kevin Shalim Shalim be Bezim Mekudesh. So I think the Dvar Tak holds like this Vasemis, that the Kiddush is the Bezim Shalim Yisrael, that this is what they said. When a shliach doesn't come, an official shliach that heard me bezim and kudish, you have your cheshbon. It's a skadish al pi your cheshbon. It's not totally the fact that they were nesana. But the Rashba holds, no. The Rashba holds the kiddush is the fact that we're noigim kippur. And the Rashba holds the gavaldik a kiddush. That you don't need bezdin. Thus, the lane that Klal Yisrael is doing it, al pi the chachmei atayr of that medina and kudayma, that gives a din of atem. But only if they were takanoig that way. They were takanoig that way, so then chapsach adin atem, that this mikra kodesh of Yom Kippur was done, al pi them minig. If they weren't noig Yom Kippur yet, there was never chal atem for Yom Kippur, so male, they have to be machmi if they didn't hear for so on mikudish. Now the Torah Evan is bothered, how could the kiddush be there on Yom Kippur? Same kiddush l'mafreya. And he's also bothered, so once it's chal a kiddush, so why does it change when they come to Sukkot? So the Emes says, and hopefully we'll speak about this later. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Tezvav Tezayin Yezayin and Yudches, he holds Yesh Kiddush L'Mefreya. He holds a Gemal Megazach. If Edom didn't come and they were Ma'abed a month, and then 4 or 5 days later Edom came, so we changed the Kviyas. We changed the Kviyas based on Edom that came even 4 or 5 days later. So there's no shmuz about it. But the Minchas Chinuch, you see, there was a Kasha. Tachsuk Vitzlachas, the Kasha, that it says that since one time the Edom came late on the day, on the 30th day, and they thought it was Yom Chol, and it's Kalkul Avim Bishir, so you're Masakin, they're not going to be Kamal the Eidim if they come in a Minchal Lamaila. If they're Masakin, they're not going to be Kamal the Eidim come in a Minchal Lamaila, so Koshkin, they can't be Makabal the Eidim, they come a few days later. Right? The famous Gemara, the Eidim came on the 30th day, but they came late, and then they said the wrong Shir. So they said, you can't be Makabal Eidim in a Minchal Lamaila. So what's the Pshat to Makabal the next day? So the Minchas Chinuch says a Gemal de Gazach. He says, if they came that day, so come this day is Rosh Hashanah. But if they come the next day, so the day that they were promised Rosh Hashanah remains Rosh Hashanah. That's the din of Atem. And it's only negay the Kiddush Lefeyah if Mekana Labo. Shet the Gemal de Gechiddush. Let's say Edom would not come. And Bezin's Kaveya Tishrei should be on Yom Laman Aleph. And they promised Rosh Hashanah on Yom Laman Aleph. And let's say they prav Yom Kippur based on that kviyas. And then Edom come to the Bezdin and say, you should know, we saw the moon on Leil Lamed 10 days ago. So Akdim and Cheskenech, this is the din. If we mekabel the Edom, like the Rambam says, mekanish lemafeya, so Rosh Hashanah was kedin. Atem. Rosh Hashanah was kedin. Rosh Hashanah was taka kaddish. That day we said it was kaddish. Yom Kippur was kedin. But there's still a din that mekanel hamba, we're going to make a new cheshbin. Mikan al Abba, we're going to make a cheshbon, and Sukkos we're going to make, I'll pee the Edom that are coming now. I think both the Rashba and the Ritva have to learn that way in our Sugya. Whether you learn the Kiddush was a Kiddush Bezdin, that the Bezdin said that for the Bnei Bavel, for the people, the Shluchim can't reach them, Yom Kippur is going to be Chasa, even if in Eretz Yisrael it's Malek. Or whether you learn like the Rashba, that Das Alein, we primed Yom Kippur on this day, that alone is the Kiddush. But like the Turi Evan says, but now that Edom come before Sukkos, we're going to do all Pi the Edom. Once Edom come and say and are made from the Bezdim Makudish, so then we're going to do all Pi the Edom. So Kudus Lamafreya, we ate on Yom Kippur. No, Lamafreya Yom Kippur was Riftik. The Yom Kippur was the Yom Kippur that we prompted El Tzatem. From now on, we're going to do all Pi the Edom. That's the din of Kiddush Lamafreya of the Rambam Dosh Teitin and Zerusugya. So whether the Kiddush is the Pshat that the Bezdin was Mekadosh like the Ritva, or the Minig was Mekadosh, but that Kiddush becomes this battle, not Lamafreya, Mekan Lamba, from the time the Edom comes. Now the emphasis we have a Chavit to the Turi Evan and the Rishayim, the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar asks the Kasha, what's the Pshat? He asks the same Kasha of the Rishayim, what's the Pshat? Levi, let them eat on Yom Kippur. So he said, Levi didn't know for sure. Levi didn't know for sure, even though he made this comment, Basim Tavshila de Mavloy Biyam Rambam de Marava, we didn't know for sure. So it's Mashma, like the Turi Evan. If David would attack it on for sure, we'd have to tell them. And you don't say Atem Afilim Batam just for the Bnei Bavel. Turi Evan says of Savart that Levi was an Eidechon, he's not Naman Kenegan Raiv. So what's the Pshat if you heard from Bezdim Mikudish? If you heard from Bezdim Mikudish, and then we'd be Machma Kedvarav, but we're really not Machliyev to listen to Levi Kenegan Raiv. We're not allowed to listen to Kula, and even Lechumra, we're not Machliyev to listen. So, well, that's why he didn't do it. But the Rishayim, Taisus, Rashi, and Dvar hold no. And the Pshat is a Kol Kami, you don't have an official aid. Atem tells you that even in the above will have a different Yom Kippur than Eretz Yisrael. And now let's go later. The Gemara says, Shalach le Rav Avon the Rava, can chazes the Mashkut Kufis Tevis at Chitzu Benisan, Arba lehi Shaita v'loi Tachashla. The Ksiv Shemar is Chaydesh Aviv, Shemar Aviv Shal Kufis Yibu Chaydesh Nisan. Small Gemara, that Rav Avon Avon told Rava, when you see that Kufis Tevis, the year is split up into four tkufas. It goes vasa the chama. You have a specific time when tkufas tishrei starts. It goes 91 days and 7.5 hours till tkufas tevis. Tkufas tevis goes to tkufas nisan. If tkufas tevis is going to go into tezvav, tezayin, all the way till tezayin nisan, so be ma'ab of the year, make an extra adder for the year. El tachush, loy tachush la, it says shmar es chedesh aviv. You have to make sure that Pesach is in Tkufas Nisan, it's not in Tkufas Tevis. So Taisus asks the Kasha, it's really a long sugi in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin it says that the three simanim in Ma'abir Hashana, Aviv, Perisayilin, and Tkufa, Ashnayim, Hen Ma'abim, Lechen, Eim Ma'abim. The three simanim, one is whether the Tvua gets ripe, one is whether the Perisayilin gets ripe, and one is whether the Tkufa, the Tkufas Tevis. So it says you need two. You need two out of the three. So Taisus Tkuf alone is not enough to be Ma'abir. So Taisus says, V'yesh Leima Adahasim Tkufas Tishrei Ayin. That's what Sukkot is to be in Tkufas Tishrei. They want Sukkot to be in Tkufas Tishrei. If Sukkot is going to be in Tkufas Tammuz, so that's one of three Simanim. But for Pesach to be in Tkufas Nisan, that's more important, and that alone is good enough. And he says, it's Tzarech Tam, Kevin Nebikrokadarshi, Harcham V'Harcham Aishana, since you have a Pasuk, there's a Pasuk, a Chag HaOsef Tkufas Hashana, that the Chag HaOsef should be in Tkufas Tishrei. You have a Pasuk, Shemar Eschodesh Aviv, that the Pesach should be in Tkufas Nisan. How come by Sukkot being in Tkufas Tishrei, it's only one of three Simanim? You need two out of the three. And Pesach in Tkufas Nisan, that alone is enough. As I fact, Tesis Niblaim Shvet. Pnei Shuam, says the Teretz, the Chaydish Aviv is a Lashon Tzivui. Shmar is Chaydish Aviv. It's a Tzivui. Tkufas Tishrei, just as Chag HaOsef Tkufas Hashanah, it's not a Tzivui. That's the way it is. So that's only one simon. Mashiach Shmar is Chaydish Aviv is a Tzivui. It's a Tzivui Memela. That's why it's worse. That's what he says, Ludas Taisus. But Pnei Shuam himself says an interesting thing. He says that you could learn, he himself would say, Lulei Divrei Taisus, he would say that really, you don't really need Pesach to mean Tkufas Nisan. The main thing is there should be a system of Iburim. We don't want the Yom Tovim to be totally out of whack, that Pesach should be in the middle of the summer and Sukkot in the middle of the winter. But it should be exactly in Tkufas Nisan's not Makif. So Bezman Abayis, what was the system? The system was, there was three Simanim. There was Aviv, there was Peres Il, and there was Tkufa. Two out of the three Simanim. Sometimes you'd have Tkufa. It's Mitzarev, but the other one of the other two Simanim. But that was enough to keep the system going. But if Hunibar Oven that sent this to Rava, there was ready no more Oven in Perisil, and there weren't in Eretz Yisrael anymore. So all you had was a Simon of the Tkufa. That's all you had. So Meli had to do it. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Kachazar's Tkufas Tevas Hashizamis and Avos Shaitav Loitachashla. There is nothing else. So we only have one thing to use. We have to use it. We have to use Tkufa. And Meli says, but that's Meyushav Gamal Begakasha. Because in our kviyas that we have the calendar, how does it work? When do we do Ibrashanim? We do Ibrashanim in a specific cycle. There's a 19-year cycle. And the Shanim Uberis is the 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14th, 17th, and 19th. That was, you do 3rd year, 3rd year, 2nd year, 3rd year, 3rd year, 3rd year, 2nd year. That's 7 times in the 19-year cycle. And he says if you know how the Tkufas work, Tkufas Nisan, I think, is like April 6th. So sometimes Pesach is before the Tkufa. In some of the years, Pesach is before the Tkufa. Tkufa is like about April 6th, Berech, I think that's when it is. And some years the Pesach is before the Tkufa. So what's the Pshat? The Gemara says, no, that the Pesach has to be after Tkufas Nisan. And in our calendar, sometimes it's not. So he says like this, he says, Pashit. He says, because there were three different times. There was a time in Eretz Yisrael, we also didn't have to be in the Tkufa, because you had three Simanim. There was a time when the only thing you had was Tkufa. So then it was in the Tkufa. Now, we have the cycle. So the cycle keeps it in whack. So it doesn't have to work with the Tkufa. Since we have a cycle, that's good enough. There's no Din Tkufa be'etzim. The Din Tkufa is when you have nothing else, so we have only Tkufa. If you have three Simanim, you have three Simanim. Now we have a cycle. The cycle also could replace the din of Tkufa. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. The Gemal de Gevart. That in Mechatzchina, Chemitzah Dal, he brings from the Sefer Yadavid that Tkufa Shmuel ends on April 6th. Tkufa Shmuel sometimes goes after Pesach. But there's another thing called Tkufa Shav Adam. Because the Rambam brings them both. Shmuel Cheshbin every year exactly 365 and a quarter. 365 days and 6 hours. And he made the Tkufas that way. And if you work with those Tkufas, so Mamela, it will come out that Tkufas Nisan will be after Pesach in some years. But if you go with Tkufas Yavada, which is shorter, a little bit shorter, the Rama makes the Cheshbon in Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh Perek Yud, and he writes there that he thinks Lagabi Ibn Shanim Chazal used Tkufa Shavada. That's what it seems, because it's more accurate than Tkufa Shmuel. It's not exactly 365 and a quarter, it's a little bit less, a few minutes less, and that's what they used. If you go with Tkufa Shavada, then you'll find there won't be a problem. Pesach always makes it by Tkufa Shavada. But I think it's actually a Machlokes Yishanim, not just the Machlokes Achrayim. The Yad Raman said, Ejad Afi Gimel is Taka Meirich about this thing. And he comes out, like what the Yad David said, that Pesach is after the Tkufa, is after Tkuvas Nisan and Tkuvas Yelada. But the Taisi Rush didn't hold that way. Taisi Rush, they asked the Kasha. He says, today in our calendar, when Achayshish and Nixus Achag, and Afakule Achag, and when I'm Abram, even if the Tkuvah is after the Chag, clearly he was going with Tkuvah Shmuel. And he says, because Tkuvah alone is not enough, you have other, they have Peris Eilon, and Bizman is they don't have other than Peris Eilon. So Mamela, our whole Eber is Lahashish Neisel Avon Lashneis Achama. So Mamela, they're on the second Amagz of 19 years with 7 Eberim, and Mamela, that will make it work as long as they're in Golas, until Mashiach comes. So you see, Klar, from the Kashane was going after Tkufah Shmuel, and the Teretz says, we should play Yeshua. I think the arguing, in the Brisker Rav, it says, he learns in Rambam, and Rashi and Taisus, and Ibashanim. That Rashi and Taisus hold that there's three separate things. One's called Peris Ilan, and one's called Aviv, and one's called Tkufah. Aviv means that the Tvuah has to be right, Peris Ilan means that the Peris Ilan have to be right, Tvuah is right by Pesach, Peris Ilan is right by Shavuos, and Tkufah's Sukkah should be in Tkufah's Tishrei, it's three separate things. If you have two of those Sivas Yama'abir, that's the din. Now, the Sivas aren't in the game anymore. So, but it makes sense to say, so what, it's going to be above the Ibashanim? Teretz says, no, we need Ibashanim. So we'll make one of the Sivas, so we'll just look at the Tkufah. And now that we have the Cheshbon, so we have to worry about Tkufah. But the Rambam holds the din Iber, the Rambam brings it down, in Ilchus Kiddush Kaddish Perek Aleph, the din Iber is the din Aviv. The din Iber is one din. These simanim are just to shtelavek Aviv. What's Aviv? But the sign of Iber is like when Agamara says, Shemar es chaydish Aviv, Shemar Aviv shal Tkufa. That's the sign. And the Rambam Taka holds that Tkufa's Nisan alone is Nafti Ma'aba, like Taisus holds. See, the Rav says, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph in Ilchus Kiddush Kaddish that months go with the moon and years go with the sun. I say, so in the Rambam there's a concept of a year, and the year is a solar year. That's the din. So Avadi have to work with the Tkufa. According to Rashi and Taisus, time at the Rav is no din year. The year is either 12 months, and there's a din to add an extra month. It's not just that the years go with the solar year. The months, the year also goes with the moon. It's 12 lunar months in a year, and when you want, when it's necessary, add an extra month. And the halach is, there has to be a cheshbon to add an extra month. That way, otherwise the Yom Tov will be completely out of whack. But according to the Rambam, there's a din solar year. That's the din. And that's mechayiv that the Pesach should always be in the Tkufa. So that's the machlokes Yishanim. Is there a halacha be'etzem that Pesach has to be in the Tkufa? And I, it says, Al-Pishnayim Ha'am Arbim, so we have Taisus Teres, it's Tumat Tkufas Tishrei, not Tkufas Nisan. But that's halacha be'etzem. And you'll have to say that Bezman HaZed is that way because we're going with Tkufas Yerada. Or there's no halacha be'etzem Pesach has to be in the Tkufa. That was one of the cheshbonos. And then when you didn't have that, see, only had only that cheshbon, so now that's what had to be. But now you have a different thing, now you have a cycle, so it doesn't have to always be in the Tkufa. That's what the Taisa Rush says in the Pnei Yeshua.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.